this time I'm gonna introduce our second speaker. This guy is a good friend of mine. His name is Courtney by way of
South Potomac.
South Potomac.
Good morning, I'm Courtney, I'm an addict. And man, let's give Grocia another round of applause. Man, that was a real, real good message. You know, I got a lot out of that. I thank the God of my understanding, you know, that helps me to spiritually connect with everybody. You know, I never could do that, you know. And it's a great workshop, man. It's a great convention. It's great to be clean. You know, I love Narcotics Anonymous, man. I love Narcotics Anonymous, man. I came in the program October the 28th, 1989. And it's been a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful journey, man. I have not had a bad day in this program since I've been here. And dreams do come true, you know. The topic, recovery is an inside job, you know. Oh, man, you know, it's real simple, first of all. You know, real simple message, real clear message, you know. And you basically learn as you go along. You know, it's a little easier when you got almost 16 years, you know. It's 16 years, you bound to get some stuff right. You know what I mean? You really bound to get some, even if you shooting for a target like my sponsor always talk about, man. You'll hit it every now and then in 16 years. So I try to, you know, stay humble. I try to stay humble, man. I try to remember my story. I try to remember my beginnings, you know, because when you take a ball or yacht and you unravel it, you have to start from the where it ends. To get to the inside of it, you know, to unroll it, you know. But the program of recovery teaches us that we have to start where the knot begins, you know, and that's on the inside, man, you know. And so to do that, I have to remember what happened to me, you know. You know, I have to go back to when I was innocent, you know, when I was a child, when I ain't really know what was going on in the world, you know. And I was starting to learn this behavior through my thoughts and my feelings, you know, and my experiences. And so I have to, you know, talk about that a little bit because my childhood, man, was very, very strange. I had a strange childhood, man, you know, because it seemed like when I was born into adulthood, you know. I ain't lying, man, you know, I come right out, man, you know, noticing everything, you know, seeing everything, smelling everything, tasting everything, feeling everything, you know. And when I was a child, man, I was, you know, it wasn't long, I wasn't a child for about a year, that was it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't had a, you know, I remember, man, because my mom's, we used to, I was born in Virginia, I was born in Loudoun County, Virginia. And my mother and my father, you know, they used to do a lot of fighting, man, you know, and all the time. And that's the part of my childhood that I remember. My father used to come in the house and, you know, making all this noise. I guess he was drunk or whatever. And he probably was missing in action for a long time. And my moms used to, they used to just argue, you know, fuss and fight. And I remember how that made me feel, you know, helpless. You know, I felt like I was helpless, man. I couldn't, I wanted to do something about that. You know, I knew it was wrong, you know. And And it was nothing I could do about it, man, but just sit in my room and listen to all that loud-ass noise, you know. But it bothered me, you know, and it bothers me today. I don't like loud noise. You know, my mom, she used to holler out the window for us when dinner time was ready, right? And she had one of them crackling, I mean, real sharp voices, man, you know. And she was from the country, so, you know, when your voice is crackling and it's sharp and it's country, oh my goodness, you know what I mean? It hurts to hear that, you know. And plus, she's drunk too, so really hurts, you know what I mean? Because she used to go right to the window and holler out in the neighborhood. You know, I'm not gonna do it, but you know, y'all get the picture, you know. And I was very embarrassed, man. I used to be very embarrassed, you know. And as a child, I never had toys, you know. I used to be on punishment a lot. And my punishments would be, basically, they used to make me skip meals, you know, stand in the corner, you know. And if I got lucky, I got a mustard sandwich or a ketchup sandwich or something like that, you know. So when I came outside, since I didn't have any toys, I played with other kids' toys. And playing with them, I made their toys mine, you know what I mean? I never returned them, you know. I used to bring them home. you know, so I had a lot of parents knocking on my door, you know. And I just became a bully from that, man, you know, because I seen that I couldn't get the things that I seen other kids had, and, you know, because either my mother didn't, you know, she just wasn't that type of mother. She was very self-centered and very selfish, you know. And I don't know what else she was. I really don't at that time. But I know how I felt about that, you know. On the inside as a child, man, I felt inadequate about that. I felt like that wasn't fair, you know. I felt like I didn't ask for that, you know. And it was six of us. You know, it was six of us in the household, man. And we had that, like, Brady Bunch family because my mother eventually left my father and she met another guy who became my stepfather. And he was, like, from another planet, man. You know what I'm saying? He, you know, he wasn't cool. He was, you know, he liked to play the good time. And he couldn't play, you know. You know what I'm saying? And he's still like that today. He outliving everybody. So you can't have a resentment. I can't have no resentment for him, you know what I'm saying? Because he's just still living, you know what I mean? It's like, this dude ain't going to die. He ain't going nowhere, right? But I ain't like him, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, he would drink. And, you know, when you drink, you know, he already think he could play the guitar. And when he drank, he really thought he could play that joint, man. And he would play that joint all night long, man. And he would, like, you know, me being a child, he would grab me and make me listen. And, you know, and I would learn how to lie, you know, and tell him, yeah, that's a sound real good. Oh, you know, you're doing a good job, you know. But I'm lying the whole time. I'm hating the whole experience, man. But so I learned all of this stuff, man, right in the household, you know what I mean, because I stuffed my feelings, and it just grew, man. You know, that's why they tell us to peel the onion, you know what I mean? Because it just grows and grows and grows, you know. And, you know, and then you get to a point, or I got to a point in my life where I wasn't innocent anymore, you know, because at 9 years old, well, actually, even before nine, I went to an all-boys school when I was like six, you know what I mean? And we was catching the bus, and, you know, it was like an all-men school for real, because they had bottle tops, knives, and, you know, these little dudes was crazy, man, you know what I'm saying? But so, you know, as a result of that household stuff, man, you know, and it was worse than that, man, but I don't really want to get into that. I wanted to start there because, you know, recovery is an inside job, and that's where you got to go. You have to go where the knot begins, you know, and that's where it began for me with my family, man, with the dysfunctional behavior, the alcoholism, you know, you know how it is when you come home to your house and you can't sit on the furniture, you know. You know, my mom, she used to buy furniture and tell us that we couldn't sit on it, you know. And then she would put plastic on that junk, you know what I'm saying? You know, and then I'm like, okay, you got plastic on it now. I know we get ready to sit on it, you know, we can relax, you know. No, 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 you can't sit on the furniture, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I did a lot of sitting on the floor, you know, and I just didn't understand having a house, but the water was off, the electricity was off, you know, nothing was on, you know, gas was on, you know, candles was lit. It was always a bar, though. My mother ain't buy a house unless it had a bar in that junk, you know what I'm saying? But, so, you know, just to speed it up a little bit, you know, I eventually had a lot of feelings as a child, you know, I just proceeded to do what you do, you know. You try to find a quick fix for those feelings, you know, because I ended up acting out, and I ended up going to institutions, you know, at an early age, man, foster homes. You know, I was in the system, man, for a long time, you know, so I ended up having a lot of learned behavior, a lot of learned behavior. And, you know, I was a perfect candidate for the disease of addiction, you know. Matter of fact, the disease of addiction, man, actually was my saving grace because, you know, I was on a destructive path. You know, my path, you know, even before I picked up drugs, it was just, you know, I was just hell-bent on doing what I wanted to do. I didn't care about hurting people. I didn't care about nothing, really, you know, because I had stuffed so many feelings, man, that I didn't have any cares or concerns for anybody, you know. And I just didn't think anybody cared for me either, you know. And I had a lot of help, man. People was trying to help me, but they couldn't get, you know, they couldn't crack, you know, that nut, man, that shell, you know. You know, by then I had all kinds of defense mechanisms and everything, you know. But when I got to Narcotics Anonymous, when I got to treatment, it really happened for me in a treatment center, you know. It really happened for me in a treatment center because, see, I had hit a bottom. I mean, a vicious bottom, man, you know. I ended up in St. Elizabeth Hospital, you know, which is supposed to be the craziest place on the East Coast, for real. And I tried to identify out because, you know, you go through that process, right? You go through the process of innocence, you know, then you know what's going on, you know what I mean? Then you go straight to denial, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you ready to shut things off. Okay, hold up, I ain't want to know what's going on, for real, you know what I'm saying? So let me get some of this denial stuff, you know. And you stay in denial for years, man. Some people never come out of denial, even clean, you know. And that's what we're going to get to in a minute. I'm going to get to that recovery is an inside job, man, you know, because it's tough to be clean and be in a program that has 12 steps, 12 traditions, sponsorship, meetings, everything you need, man, right at your fingertips, you know, and you still cannot get it, you know, you still can't get it. You think it's about being different. You think it's about the hoopla, the cameras, the action, the clothes, the cars, the jobs, you know, and you still got that disease of addiction, you know, that it ain't no cure for it. And it wakes up with you, and you live with it every day, you know. And you're trying to escape it through all this other stuff just because I don't use, you know. So for me, being in treatment and being stripped, you know, I always liked this program. One of the things about the program that really attracted me was the unconditional love. You know, the fact that no matter who I was, see, that was my problem. In my denial, people knew who I was because I had a track record, you know. I had an institutional record. I had all kinds of records, man, you know. So they knew me, you know. Even when they didn't know me, they knew me. Trust me, you know, Courtney, yeah. Yeah, come on, man, we know who you are. We don't need you, you know. Yeah, we're going to make sure we put you where you're supposed to be, too. You know what I mean? And when I came here, it was different. You know, it was like, nah, you don't have to leave. You can come back, you know. And I couldn't even come back, man, in a jail. You know what I mean? They wouldn't let me come back. They would put me out, and that's it. You cannot come back to this institution, sir. You know, and even, you know, and I got put out. That's how my life was, getting put out of every place I ever lived, you know, because of my behavior, man. I was always real angry, you know. I mean, you know, I mean, if you could, you just multiply it, man. Just keep multiplying. That was me, you know, with whatever defect occurred to you can think of. You know what I'm saying? And but the treatment center, man, really, really got into me. It touched me, you know, because they knew who I was, and I was acting out, and I still was being angry, and I still was threatening people, you know what I mean? And they say, well, you just go ahead on, man, and sit down. We not going to give up on you. You know, we're not going to put you out of this place, you know. We're going to continue to help you, you know. And the only thing I could do, man, was go and sit down somewhere and gather myself and thank God, you know, that finally, man, I got somewhere where I'm going to get some help for real, you know. And I stayed there 9 months, well, actually 7 months, and I got a lot of help, man. A lot of help, man, because I was kicking, I was scratching. I mean, I was fighting. You know, I was fine because I had woke up. I wasn't using, you know what I mean? And all my, you know, everything came back, you know. And you know me, you know, I never graduated from anywhere, but I'm very smart. I cannot tell you how I became so smart, you know what I mean? I don't have anything to prove how smart I am. I really don't. I don't have anything. It's not like, you know, I'm in a basement in the desert somewhere, you know, coming up with scientific things for the world, you know what I'm saying? But I still think, how can you think you're so smart, man? Jesus, man, you know, like you so intelligent. Where did that come from with me? You know what I'm saying? That's the streets, man. The streets are how you thinking you smart as I don't know what, you know what I mean? But you really be stuck on stupid, you know what I mean? Because the disease meets you wherever you at, man. Wherever you at, man, it meets you right there and have you thinking that you way ahead of everybody, you know what I mean? And for real, you way behind, you know? And so it was a great experience for me. And when I left there, you know, I started coming to meetings, you know? And Narcotics Anonymous for me in the beginning, man, it was beautiful. See, let me say something. Going to meetings, I still go to meetings. I never stopped going to meetings. You know, I don't go to meetings once a week. I don't go twice a week. I go to meetings every single day. You know, that's what I do. I don't know about these part-time meeting goers. You know what I'm saying? See, I had no life before I came to Narcotics Anonymous. I had no life. I remember my life. Wasn't nothing pretty about my life. Wasn't nothing that I wanted to go back to. I came here. You guys introduced me to a new way of living. You reintroduced me to that little boy that I left, man, a long time ago. That I kept putting them masks and covering up my feelings and not, wouldn't, you know, got to a point where I couldn't be honest when I wanted to be honest. Got to a point where I used when I really didn't want to use. You know, come on, man, when you get to a point where you do something when you really don't want to do it, you need help. You cannot ask yourself a question and then turn around and give yourself an answer anymore, man. You cannot do that. You know what I'm saying? It's time to, you know, I mean, like, you know, you're in a straitjacket. You're in a padded room, man. And you got people watching you, you know. You need some help, you know. And I'm not under any illusions about that, you know. And so my life became, it started when I got here. It started when I got to Narcotics Anonymous, you know. And so what I do is I participate. I'm very obedient to this program, you know. And I had a process, you know, and that's what I'm going to get to, you know. I'm going to get to my process in recovery It's been a great process, you know. And I think one of the first thing that I learned was that I had to go to meetings. I had to go to meetings, man. And I love going to meetings. Because when I go to meetings, I get in touch with Courtney. You know what I'm saying? You know, because I always lose touch with me. You know, I can do it right as soon as I leave here today. You know what I'm saying? And meetings remind me of what is really wrong with me. Not what's wrong with me today. It reminds me of what has always been wrong with me. You know, that it hasn't changed. There is no cure for what is wrong with you, Courtney. You know, it has to be treated on a daily basis. You know, then I got a sponsor, you know. Which really wasn't hard for me. I always had some kind of sponsorship, you know what I'm saying? You know, but when I got a sponsor in Narcotics Anonymous, my sponsor started teaching me, man, how to deal with the things that were coming up. You know, these raw feelings, man, you know? You know, these feelings of inadequacies, you know? Me being a grown man and not having any man, anything to say that I'm a man, you know what I mean? I didn't have anything to show me being a man other than my age, you know what I'm saying? And when you talk about recovery being an inside job, right, you know, all you got to do is peel everybody's skin back, man. Peel everyone's skin back. We all going to look the same, you know? We all going to look the same. So when it comes to what's on the inside, it's the exact same. That's the reason why spiritually we connect. You know, that's the reason why the spiritual principles of the program of Narcotics Anonymous connects us, and it keeps us connected. As soon as we start dealing with what we see on the outside, then we start getting disconnected. You know? Because, you know, we have to rationalize and justify that, you know. It's just like eating something, man. Like my daughter, she, you know, she'll tell you in a minute, I don't like that. When I say, have you ever had it before? She'll say, no. Well, how you going to, you know, how you, oh. I can't let her get away with that, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it'll permeate, you know, and I know it. And I'm not trying to deal with that today. I'm dealing with truth and honesty today. You know, now when you're going to taste it and find out whether or not you really like it, because I need to be convinced somehow. You know what I'm saying? And that's how my program is, man. I don't have time to be playing no games, man. You know, this is serious business. This is life or death. You know, I didn't come here for anything other than some help, man. And that's what I do today. I raise my hand and I get some help, you know. And my sponsor, he introduced me to the steps, you know. He introduced me to the steps of the program, you know. And I went through all the, you know, the stuff we go through, you know. It's hard to say we, though. You know, that's the thing when you're talking. It's hard to talk about we, man. I have to talk about me. You know what I'm saying? I really have to talk about me because you can't teach the program. You really cannot teach Narcotics Anonymous, man. You know, I learned that if I ain't talking about myself, I really ain't talking about nothing. And it's so easy, man. It's so easy not to focus on me. You know what I'm saying? But he introduced me to the steps. And, you know, it's been a beautiful experience, you know, going through the steps, man. You know what I'm saying? Keeping it simple. Learning how to practice humility, you know, learning how to get honest, you know, just tell, because I couldn't get honest, man, you know, and the steps helped me to practice honesty, you know, I had to practice it, you know, just get involved in it, you know, and honesty becomes the truth, you know, honesty becomes the truth, and the truth is something that you have to wear. It's not something that you, like, you can articulate. You cannot articulate the truth, man. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to convince anybody. You know what I mean? You don't have to, like, deal with the sensationalism of being a great speaker and all that. You know what I mean? It's just about what you are. you know, what you wear, what you do, you know, what you present, how you present yourself. People see that. You don't have to say anything, you know. I don't have to stop smoking like an hour ago and then tell somebody an hour later that I don't smoke no more. I mean, come on, man, what kind, you know what I'm saying? That don't even make sense, you know. You see, but it would make sense to someone who ain't trying to deal with the inside. It would make a lot of sense, man, you know, because it's called instant gratification. You know, the steps take you on a journey that, you know, you have to really get, you have to go on the journey. It don't, like, happen like, you know, when, you know, you go through 1 through 12 and then it happened. Nah, it has to happen over time. It has to happen over time, because you can go through 1 through 12 right now. We can talk about 1 through 12 right now, you know. But it happens over time, you know what I'm saying? And what happens is I become aware of what's really, really going on, man, spiritually. It's a spiritual awareness, you know, where I can be in touch with any and everybody, man, you know. I don't have to deal with that stuff that I was dealing with as a child, all that confusion, all that misinformation, you know, the stuff that I want to keep on using, you know, to keep me not getting the blessings that the God of my understanding have for me, you know. And the steps change all that, man. Even the traditions change that as well. You know, because the group, man, the group mean that you got to shut up, Courtney. You can't talk because the group talking right now. You know what I mean? And you got to listen to the group, you know. And you know me being an arrogant person, you know, loving the sound of my own voice. You know, women always told me, whatever women told me, I believed it. Especially little girls, you know, when I was young, little girls told me they like my name. Oh, you got a pretty name, Courtney, because I ain't like my name, you know what I'm saying? But when a girl told me she liked my name, you know, I was like, okay, I might start liking my name, man. You know what I'm saying? Then they told me I sound good on the telephone, you know. Oh, man, I needed help, man. I needed help, man, because I couldn't, you know, I wasn't feeling all that, man, you know. I'm dealing with busting zits and trying to see if I really want to wear hats, or, you know, I got 2 left feet, you know, because I'm slew footed, you know. And so, you know, I really didn't like me, man. I had problems with me from the start, you know. And that's the thing, you know, they had a workshop about the similarities, you know, and the differences, man, you know. And today, for me, I like to look at the similarities, because, you know, it's easy to look at what's different. It really, when you go through the steps, when you go on a spiritual journey, you find out ain't really nothing different. It's nothing different, man. You know what I'm saying? You just got to get there. You know, you have to get there, you know, and you have to give yourself the chance. You have to stick to the basics of the program of Narcotics Anonymous, you know what I mean? You have to go to meetings. You have to have a relationship with a sponsor, not a friendship. You have to have a relationship with a sponsor. Sponsorship is not about friendship, man. Not for me. You know, because my sponsor, he kind of corny, you know. He, we friends, you know. But he ain't the first person that I call when I want to go on take a trip. He like to go fishing. I ain't really all that interested in being out in the water like that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I guess I want to touch on just really, you know, listening, keeping it simple. It's a lot to learn in the program of Narcotics Anonymous, man. You know what I mean? I had to learn that I got 2 ears and 1 mouth, you know. I have to do more listening than I do talking, you know. And I have to allow you people, you know, it don't matter whether it's the newcomer. You know, that's the reason why I appreciated Rocha's message, because I was listening. See, when I listen, I learn how to appreciate the message of recovery. You know, when I'm distracted, when I'm thinking about myself, when I'm looking at my new shoes and all that old foolishness, then I don't know what's going on. So that old behavior comes up where I'm ignorant. You know, I'm just ignorant, man. And I don't know how to appreciate another message, you know, from another human being, you know. But today I'm living the best I ever lived, man. And it's because of this program, you know. And I stay on the inside. I live there now, you know, because I love it there. You know, I'm okay with what's going on with Courtney. I'm okay with my inadequacies. I'm okay with my weaknesses. I'm okay with my strengths. You know, I have the balance. You know, God has given me the balance in my life today. You know what I mean? And I still work the program. I still practice the principles of Narcotics Anonymous. That's what I do. Anybody that know me, that's what I do. That's what my conversation is about. N.A. That's it. You know, I'm all about the program of Narcotics Anonymous, man. I didn't come here to go back to anything. I didn't come here to graduate to anything. You know what I mean? I'm living the best I've ever lived. I'm in touch with life. I'm in touch with my family. I'm in touch with love. I'm in touch with the unconditional principles. It doesn't matter what it is. I stay in touch, you know, and I continue to do one thing. Ever since I've been here, I've always done one thing perfect, and that's called raising my hand and asking you people for help. Thanks for letting me sit.
Thank you. Thank you.